conclusion is one only. So but if you see the contextually taking the statement of, it is essentially same, both conclusion and summary is bhakti only. Because summarizing whole Bhagavad Gita is done with the 18 chapters. Like yesterday we read about 5 subject matters, etc. This is coming in 18.66. So therefore, essentially bhakti is the summary of Bhagavad Gita. It is conclusion also. And another difference between conclusion and summary. Summary, not conclusion is always in the end of the work. Summary can be in the beginning also and in the end also. So that is another difference.
Okay, next topic is the result of studying Bhagavad Gita.
So just a word. So summary is in the beginning also and in the end. So you know contents of the Gita summarized. What I told Srila Prabhupada here, contents of the Gita summarized. So all the contents of Gita are summarized in the second chapter. And again they are summarized in 18th chapter. So when we are going by verse, chapter by chapter, that time we will discuss about these things also. But now, because the topic has come, so you see, in the end, last verse of second chapter, so quoting Bhaktivinoda Thakur Srila Prabhupada, he says that this chapter is summary of all the things which Krishna is going to speak in later chapters. And again in the 18th chapter, first verse, purport Prabhupada says that Bhagavad Gita is over in 17 chapters. So now again Krishna summarizes all the things in the 18th chapter. But here this quote which was read now, it is talking bhakti as the summary of Bhagavad Gita. It is conclusion also. Both are same. Because it is in Sarva Dharma Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha. Surrender to the Lord is the same. Why it is like that? Because all the processes of religion, whatever Krishna spoke, ultimately what is the essential thing in that is, it is sacrifice to the Supreme Absolute Truth. Surrender to Him or sacrifice is the main element of any religious system or any yoga system, any process, spiritual process. If that element is not there, then it cannot be yoga, it cannot be religion.
So what is the result of studying Bhagavad Gita? So after Krishna told this Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna at the last, in the 18th chapter, so what is the result, what is the fruit of hearing or studying Bhagavad Gita is told. So generally, if we see the first fruit, so it is told, one who faithfully hears Bhagavad Gita, then he will get a residence where righteous people stay. So if one listens with faith and without envy. So sometimes in Shastra, such benefits are told. Righteous means those who perform dharma. So Krishna says, Prapnuyat punya karmana. Means he gets such loka, auspicious loka, where the residents of which planet they do punya karmana. So like this benefit is given. So, as we know, Mahabharata, so it is meant for the common people, and many people will read Bhagavad Gita. So, to attract them, such results are told. So, although the result of reading Bhagavad Gita, studying Bhagavad Gita is, we will be fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. We will follow His instructions, we will follow His orders. So, that would be the next point. So here, even if you see in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami, although he says he has composed this book especially for devotees, there is no doubt in that. So Srila Prabhupada also, when he summarized Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in Nectar of Devotion, he gave the caption, the complete science of devotional service. So it means if someone is telling about devotional service, especially about pure devotional service, why would one give the results, like material benefits even? So many times such benefits are given again to attract material people, so that they can also understand importance of bhakti, just to encourage them to follow. So I'll read this first. So we'll be seeing what is the result at practical level. Next point is that. So before that we will read this quote. 18.71 purport. The verse is Shraddhavan anasuyascha shunu yad api yo naraha sopi mukta shubhal lokan prapnu yad punya karmanam. And one who listens with faith and without envy becomes free from sinful reactions and attains to the auspicious planets where the pious dwell. So we'll read from a. Okay. In other words, third line, Bhagavad Gita is for the devotees only. But it so happens that sometimes a devotee of the Lord will hold open class, and in that class not all the students are expected to be devotees. Ahead, that is. Okay, I'll read up because. Why do such persons hold open class? It is explained here that although not everyone is a devotee, still there are many men who are not envious of Krishna. So they have faith. They have faith in Him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If such persons hear from a bona fide devotee about the Lord, the result, the result is that they become at once free from all sinful reactions, and after that attain to the planetary system where all righteous persons are situated. So they become free from sins. Therefore, simply by hearing Bhagavad Gita, even a person who does not try to be a pure devotee attains the result of righteous activities. Thus, a pure devotee of the Lord gives everyone a chance to become free from all sinful reactions and to become a devotee of the Lord. Generally, those who are free from sinful reactions, those who are righteous, very easily take to Krishna consciousness. So once we become free from sins, then the result would be we will take to Krishna consciousness. The word punya karmanam is very significant here. This refers to the performance of great sacrifices like the Ashwamedha Yajna mentioned in the Vedic literature. Those who are righteous in performing devotional service but who are not pure can attain to the planetary system of the pole star or Dhruvaloka. So Dhruvaloka is a spiritual planet in the material world. So Srila Prabhupada tells they'll get this planet where Dhruva Maharaj is presiding. He is a great devotee of the Lord and he has a special planet which is called the pole star. So actual result is getting pure devotional service. So that is the actual result. So now what is the practical result when we hear Bhagavad Gita or study? So basically studying also means hearing, because you all will be hearing from a devotee even in Bhakti Shastri course. So Arjuna, he surrendered himself as a disciple, and basically because of this he could understand that my duty is to fight as a Kshatriya, but because I am attached to family members, the kings, my grandparents, my relatives, my cousins, so all had assembled in front of Arjuna. So Arjuna could understand that he is on the that is not helping him to fight. So he surrendered to Krishna. He accepted that he is miser, Kripana. And then he told, tell me what is best for me. So spiritual master, so he will submit himself to the disciple, to the guru. And then the spiritual master will speak. And then the result the disciple will get. So Krishna, he asked Arjuna at the end of Bhagavad Gita. So have you heard it attentively? So did all your illusions and ignorance has gone away? So he asked. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, we'll be reading, that he says, Krishna was ready to explain any point or even entire Bhagavad Gita, if at all Arjuna didn't understand. So it is not something blind following, it is knowledge. And knowledge will dispel the ignorance. So for this, to get the result, one has to be, one has to listen with, fixed mind, a focused mind, and a submissive attitude. Then this will happen. So he will be free from illusion. So dharma sammuda. Sammuda means Arjuna was bewildered. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know whether to fight or to go and leave his duty as a kshatriya and engage in begging and living on that. So to that extent, he was confused about his duty. But when knowledge is given, all this illusion will go. So this question asked by Krishna is, Kachit etat shrutam partha tvaye kagrena chetasa kachit ajnana sammoha pranastaste dhananjaya. So did illusion go? So he is asking this question. And Arjuna replied, Arjuna vacha, nashta moha smritir labdhva. So my illusion is dispelled. So Arjuna got this result. So his illusion got dispelled. So what is this illusion? So this illusion is becoming free from understanding that I belong to this world. He is my relative. So basically bodily conception. And also the illusion that I am not connected to Krishna. So knowledge, when it is given, it dispels the illusion. So absence of knowledge. So everyone thinks that he belongs to a particular country, to a particular family, nation, society. So like that he identifies himself with the body. And this is illusion. So Arjuna is saying, my illusion is over and I have obtained memory. So memory that I am your part and parcel. So this will not happen equally. Before that also, illusion means basically we are servants. So Jiva is called as Tatastha Shakti. So he can either choose to serve Krishna or he can choose illusion in various ways. But he'll always remain servant. So he may think he is the master of this house, master of this country, prime minister may think like that. But what is he doing? He is serving. So we see Prabhupada used to say, if one doesn't serve God, then he is a dog. So if you don't do service to deities, in Western countries you all can see, they give lot of facilities to the dog. So they keep it in the car, in their bedroom, they remove the stool, so like that. So this is one form of illusion. So but all different things in the name of family, society, so these are all illusions. And this will go. So illusion means he is servant but he will think that he is master. So it is lording over material tendency because of weakness of heart. So, karpanya dosha, this is fault in us. that we think we are the Lord of everything we do. I am the creator, I am the enjoyer. And this is basically illusion. So truth is that we are servants of Krishna. So, and another point is Arjuna, he got this result. But everyone won't get that. So it's not that we will mug up some shlokas, so we will get good understanding, at a philosophical level of the Bhagavad Gita. It should manifest as detachment from family members, detachment from everything other than serving Krishna. So then it is we have got the result. So Rupa Goswami told, when he explained the process of bhakti in Nectar of Devotion, after that he explained, everyone will not get the same result. So it depends on the follower. So he should submissively hear, he should apply to the process. So for example, four Kumaras, so at once they smelled the tulsi leaves and they got love of Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada in second chapter, 72nd verse, he explains about Khatwanga Maharaj, how in a moment he could attain the perfection. But this is not for all. So we are, this should happen at practical level. Means we should not feel that we are not serving parents, especially in Brahmacharya Ashram. If at all we feel we are, we should not stay in the ashram, then it is not illusion. It is not knowledge. So it means we are still in illusion. So for this, we have to hear more, we have to study more Bhagavad Gita, and then it will happen. So Arjuna, he got immediately, Khatwang Maharaj, he got in one moment, even Bilwa Mangal Thakur, so upon doing bhakti. But we may have to continue reading it with proper attitude. So attitude is very important in bhakti. Then this will happen. So because the next statement, Tvat Prasadan Mayachuta. So because of your mercy, so without the mercy of spiritual master who is representative of Krishna, so we'll listen Bhagavad Gita, so as it is, as Arjuna heard from spiritual master. So when spiritual master's mercy, then only it will happen. Divya Gyan Ride Prakashito. So when knowledge will get revealed, then so avidya will go away from the heart. So even in Bhagavatam, it's told that knowledge, illusion, reality distinguished from illusion. So it is knowledge. So knowledge about Krishna. So especially this is when we hear about knowledge about Krishna, about Sambandha Jnana, then we'll understand his greatness and our subordinate position, and then we will take to bhakti. So this is the result. And then one will act in accordance to the instructions of Krishna. Stitos mi gata sandeha. So I have no doubts about my about myself, that I am your servant and you are my master. Karishe vachanam tava. I will act according to your instructions. So this is the result of reading Bhagavad Gita. Not that we will mug up many verses, we will by heart. So we should be free from the illusion. So we will read the quote. So 18.72 first. Purport. So first we will read the verse. O son of Pritha, O conqueror of wealth, have you heard with an attentive mind? And are your ignorance and illusions now dispelled? Purport. The Lord was acting as a spiritual master of Arjuna. Therefore, it was his duty to inquire from Arjuna whether he understood the whole Bhagavad Gita in its proper perspective. Sometimes you all can see, even if some speakers, they ask questions, they'll ask whether you have understood, you know, want some more clarification. So similarly, Krishna is asking, if not, the Lord was ready to re-explain any point or the whole Bhagavad Gita if so required. So Krishna is so patient. Actually, anyone who hears Bhagavad Gita from a bona fide spiritual master like Krishna or his representative will find that all his ignorance is dispelled. Bhagavad Gita is not an ordinary book written by a poet or fiction writer. It is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if you read novel or comics, so nothing will happen, no transformation. But if you read Bhagavad Gita, there will be transformation. Any person fortunate enough to hear these teachings from Krishna or from his bona fide spiritual representative is sure to become a liberated person and get out of the darkness of ignorance. So if this is not happening, so we are not properly studying, we have not studied, we have not heard properly. This is the point. So next verse. Arjuna said, "My dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I have regained my memory by your mercy. I am now firm and free from doubt and I am prepared to act according to your instructions." Arjuna uvacha, nashto moha smritir labdhva tvat prasadan mayachyuta sitosmin gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. So we'll read the purport. The constitutional position of a living entity represented by Arjuna is that he has to act according to the order of the Supreme Lord. He is meant for self-discipline. So self-discipline, Srila Prabhupada gives an example of a military man actually. So military man, he doesn't hesitate. So they have trained like that actually. So similarly, the spiritual master trains the disciple like that. So whatever is told, one has to do. So in military, what they will do, so that is extreme. They'll ask sometimes, I was hearing, to just test the discipline, no, to test the obedience of the student, they'll ask them to dig somewhere. And then they'll say, now fill the hole. So they can't ask, why you are asking? So they have to just do it. So this is self-discipline. So Srila Prabhupada in one purport he tells, so in bhakti also this is required. To follow in complete surrender.
So
330. This verse clearly indicates. This verse clearly indicates the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord instructs that one has to become fully Krishna conscious to discharge duties as if in military discipline. Such an injunction may make things a little difficult. So we find it is difficult if someone is telling do this, do that. Nevertheless, duties must be carried out with dependence on Krishna. Because that is the constitutional position of the living entity. The living entity cannot be happy independent of the cooperation of the Supreme Lord, because the eternal constitutional position of the living entity is to become subordinate to the desires of the Lord. Arjuna was therefore ordered by Sri Krishna to fight as if the Lord were his military commander. Military commander. One has to sacrifice everything for the goodwill of the Supreme Lord, and at the same time discharge prescribed duties without claiming proprietorship. Arjuna did not have to consider the order of Lord. He had only to execute his order. So like that in Krishna consciousness. Coming back to the quote which we are reading, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the actual position of the living entity is that of eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. Forgetting this principle, the living entity becomes conditioned by material nature. But in serving the Supreme Lord, he becomes the liberated servant of the Lord. So if we serve Krishna, then we will get liberated. Otherwise, we will be bound. So this is now explained how we will be bound. The living entity's constitutional position is to be a servitor, das. When we get initiation, so our Krishna, spiritual master tells, you are such and such das, like that. So that is where Krishna servant. He has to serve either the illusory Maya or the Supreme Lord. So in the introduction, Prabhupada explains, so A serves B, B serves C, like that. So the wife serves the husband. So, and the, you know, children serve the parents, parents serve the children, like that. So in any time you see the service act cannot be separated from living entity. So we can't say we will stop service. But we have option either to serve Krishna or to serve Maya. If he serves the Supreme Lord, he is in his normal condition. But if he prefers to serve the illusory external energy, then certainly he will be in bondage. So he will be bound by the laws of nature. So, yes, here it is explained that how sometimes when authority is told, so do this, do that, then we will say we don't want to, we want to reject the authority. But then will authority, will accept the authority of our senses. Senses will dictate. So indulge in illicit sex, do this, do that. So then we will lose ourselves. We will be lost. In illusion, the living entity is serving in this material world. He is bound by his lust and desires, yet he thinks of himself as the master of the world. So it's told in the family, the husband tells, I am the master of this house. I can tell this with the permission of my wife. So it is like that. This is one example. But in any way, if one is serving, so anything, so master in the office, or family in the house, so he is in illusion. This is called illusion. When a person is liberated, his illusion is over and he voluntarily surrenders unto the Supreme to act according to his desires. So when illusion goes, then he'll accept the authority of Krishna. The last illusion, the last snare of Maya to trap the living entity is the proposition that he is God. So he thinks he is God. So this is already discussed. So one is being controlled at every step. How can he say he is God? He's being controlled means he is subordinate. The living entity thinks that he is no longer a conditioned soul but God. He is so unintelligent that he does not think that if he were God, then how could he be in doubt? So how he left out? That he does not consider. That is the last layer of illusion. So there are different phases of illusion. So sometimes one may think that he is not the body. But that is not all in all. So we are servants of Krishna. That is important. So he will say, Aham Brahmasmi. They will interpret that I am God. But Mayavadis, they are also in illusion. That he does not consider. So that is the last layer of illusion. Actually, to become free from illusory energy is to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and agree to act according to his order. The word moha is very important in this verse. Moha refers to that which is opposed to knowledge. So, in Bhagavatam, I told that, no? Reality distinguished from illusion. Actually, real knowledge is the understanding that every living being is eternally a servant of the Lord. But instead of thinking himself in that position, the living entity thinks that he is not a servant, that he is the master of this material world, for he wants to lord it over material nature. That is his illusion. This illusion can be overcome by the mercy of the Lord or by the mercy of a pure devotee. So, Tvat Prasadat Mayachuta. So, when that illusion is over, one agrees to act in Krishna consciousness. Karishye Vachanam Tava. Krishna consciousness is acting according to Krishna's order. A conditioned soul, illusioned by the external energy of matter, does not know that the Supreme Lord is the master who is full of knowledge and who is the proprietor of everything. So whose body it is? We claim that it is our body. But it is not our body. So this body is given to us by the material nature, by the direction of Krishna. So in the third canto it's told that a living entity, he enters a womb. So based on his previous desires, karmana deva netrena, based on his activities and by the arrangement of Daiva, ultimately Krishna. So this body is not ours, it is given to us based by Krishna. Whatever he desires, he can bestow upon his devotees. He is the friend of everyone and he is especially inclined to his devotees. He is the controller of this material nature and of all living entities. He is also the controller of inexhaustible time and he is full of all opulences and all potencies. The Supreme Personality of Godhead can even give himself to the devotee. One who does not know him is under the spell of illusion. He does not become a devotee but a servitor of Maya. So karmis, they think that so we'll exploit the mother earth and we will get our necessities. But they will not get like that. But devotees, they get everything. Arjuna, however, after hearing Bhagavad Gita from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, became free from all illusion. He could understand that Krishna was not only his friend but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he understood Krishna factually. So to study Bhagavad Gita is to understand Krishna factually. So, and the result is, we will listen his orders. So that Prabhupada tells here. When a person is in full knowledge, he naturally surrenders to Krishna. So, aham sarvasya prabhavo matha sarvam pravartate iti matva. So when one understands this, bhajante mam, he worships Krishna. When Arjuna understood that it was Krishna's plan to reduce the unnecessary increase of population, he agreed to fight according to Krishna's desire. He again took up his weapons, his arrows and bow, to fight under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So like this, this is the study result of studying Bhagavad Gita. And finally, last topic today. This is ninth stage of Bhagavad Gita study. So Bhagavad Gita, devotional service is a science. And this science is explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So how one advances on the path. So beginning with Shraddha. So there are nine steps, nine stages, beginning with Shraddha. So it is told, when one gets faith, then one starts worshipping Krishna. But what is that faith? So that faith, so it begins with faith. So before that, Sadhu Sangha. So faith basically comes with Sadhu Sangha. So spiritual master gives the faith. So there are nine stages. So Krishna, Srila Prabhupada tells, quoting Shastra again, so till the point we don't understand that by doing bhakti we don't get perfection, all perfection, till that point we don't have any faith. So Shraddha Shabda Kahe Sadruda Nishchay Krishna Bhakti Kahele Sarva Karma Krita Hai. So this is first, it begins with faith. So this is first stage, but of course faith is also a product of Sadhu Sangha. So that is a different discussion, that how one gets faith. So but faith is also comes at the first. So in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, so these all different stages are told. So first is faith, then is association of devotees, then is doing devotional service, then by doing devotional service the anarthas go, then when anarthas go one is in nishta, one becomes fixed, then one gets taste, then one gets attachment, then one gets bhava, then one gets prema. So ado shraddha tatha sadhu sangho ta bhajana kriya tato nartha nivritti syat tato nishta ruchis tatha asaktis tato bhavas tatha prema abhyudanjati. So devotional service, so first we will not have taste, but slowly it will develop. So that is when we spontaneously chant. So like this the seven stages are there. So first is faith, then comes sadhu sangha, then bhajana kriya, then one worship Krishna, then anartha nivritti, then nishtha. So before nishtha, it is called as anishtita bhakti, and after that nishtita bhakti. So anartha nivritti, it is told, it is the longest stage in bhakti. And then after that, nishtha, one becomes fixed. So Srila Prabhupada told it in connection to Ajamila. So he was telling that ekada vanam jato, something like that. He tells he was dridavritaha, Arjuna. So in Bhagavatam it comes that he was, how it was dridavritaha. And then Srila Prabhupada, in a Hindi lecture, he told. So dridavritaha means, so it is not that one day he'll get up for Mangalarti and second day he'll not get up. So he is fixed. So that is nishtha. So nishtha means there will be no ups and downs. So now in bhakti there will be ups and downs. Sometimes we will dance in the kirtan, sometimes we'll be calm. Sometimes we will chant attentively, sometimes we'll not chant. So like that, it will not be steady. But in nishtha, when all the anarthas go, all the illusions, all the misgivings, they go, then he becomes steady in bhakti. And then after that comes ruchi. So one gets taste. So then one need not be woken so while chanting. So he'll spontaneously chant. So then nishtha, then ruchi, then asakti. In asakti, he will be attached. Just like we say, asakti means it is rati. It is like strong attraction. So without that, one cannot live. So without serving Krishna, one just can't live. So now without doing material activities, we can't stay. But in asakti, we just can't do material activities. That is the stage. So asakti and then bhava. So bhava is just preliminary stage of prema, love of Godhead. So this is just like a flower. If you all see some fruits, when fruits come, before the fruits, some flowers will come. In every case you all can see, even banana. So we do some sabzi, no, with banana. It is Krishna's favorite item. So like that, every time flower comes. So bhava means it is preliminary to prema. So just if bhava comes, just prema is very close. So like that. So this is step by step process. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he explained this 9 stages with an bhakti creeper. So he took the creeper. So we know creeper, first that is seed. So one sows the seed, and then one waters, and then it grows, then he fences it. So he protects, and then he nourishes water and all. So like this he explained. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, one has to become a gardener to become devotional service. So if we become gardener, we'll understand this analogy nicely. So this seed means, it is first a seed of, it is basically faith, this seed. Brahmand bhamite kona bhagyavan ji, Guru Krishna prasade paye bhakti lata bij. So this mercy of Guru and Krishna means, this is faith, that by devotional service I'll attain all perfection. So this is basically seed. And when the spiritual master, by his instructions, so first he gives the seed, then sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha means association of devotees and especially of spiritual master. So we have to associate with devotees who are higher than us, not with equals also. So surely not lower than us. So spiritual master, when we hear from him, this seed of faith would be planted in the heart. And then we'll start doing bhakti. So with bhajana kriya. So especially bhajana kriya happens after initiation. So after we establish relationship with spiritual master, after we connect ourselves to parampara. And then by doing bhajana kriya, so all that is unwanted in the heart, so illusion, then desire to enjoy, so all is product of illusion only. So everything gets over. So bhajana kriya, one part of bhajana kriya is we hear Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In Bhagavatam, bhajana kriya means they are limbs of devotional service, different activities. So Rupa Goswami, 64 limbs he explained main limbs in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And then he summarized 5 limbs. So he told that listening Bhagavatam, association of devotees, then staying in spiritual world, that is residing in the temple, then doing deity worship, so like that, 5 he told. So how upon doing this one can arouse bhava very immediately, without delay. So in Bhagavatam we say we recite every day morning, nashta prayeshva badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatir uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtuki. Nashta prayeshu, almost, abhadra, all the things, unwanted things in the heart, so they get vanquished. Then nishta, so bhakti, when this happens, when one does bhakti, then nishta comes. So this verse is talking about when we will get nishta level. And then we will get nishta, then we will be fixed. And then ruchi, then after that bhava, then prema. So sadhu sangha is like association of devotees also. Is like fencing of devotees is like, we are studying about the creeper, how the creeper grows. Like even in one song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he tells Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi Prema Latikara Mula. So Prema Latika. So this creeper of love, it's very weak actually. So we have to fence it. And also the root of this, so he is telling it is Bhakata Seva, service of devotees. No, sadhu sangha it is. So we serve the devotees by listening from them, by serving them, by rendering all kinds of menial services to them. If they want anything, if they want to take bath, if they want to take prasadam, we arrange for them. So menial services. Shushrushaya means, especially it means menial services. So upon doing this, so the bhakti will, creeper will grow actually. And fencing means keeping away from non-devotees. So we protect the creeper in many ways, in unwanted things, which will destroy the creeper. So just like our Bhaskar, he has fenced the tree, so banyan tree small. So like that we have to protect the bhakti creeper, and then it will grow. So and then asakti, then ruchi, then asakti means it is just like budding stage. So when the creeper will become strong, it will give buds. So that is like asakti. In one book called Madhuri Kadambuni, it's all discussed. So how it is. And then in bhava, so flowers come. And prema, fruits. The fruits means the happiness of prema, that is the prema, last stage. So this is 9 stages. And this perfection, so one can get perfection till the stage of prema by following any limb of devotional service. So all things are competent. So again in Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami he explains that different devotees, they got perfection by doing different limbs. So we'll discuss Shravanam, who got perfection? Raise your hand. Parikshit Maharaj. Then Kirtanam. Sudeva. Raise your hands. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Remembering. Prahlad Maharaj. Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam. Raise your hands. No, Gurukul is no. Tell.
Lakshmi
Dev. Pada Sevanam, then Archanam. Titi Varship. अर्चनम प्रतु महाराज बोले ओके फाइन देन वंदनम ऑफरिंग प्रेयर्स अक्रूर अक्रूर यू शुड रेज योर हैंड देन दास्यम हनुमान करेक्ट देन साक्यम फ्रेंडशिप अर्जुना सो देन आत्मनिवेदनम बलि महाराज so like this all the limbs of devotional service so Parikshit Maharaj he just heard so similarly bhakti also just by study of Bhagavad Gita similarly sorry bhakti means Bhagavad Gita so even in Bhagavad Gita study there can be 9 stages so basically we don't it is you know in traditionally it is hearing Bhagavad Gita hearing but still it is it can be taken at stage of study also because we are studying Bhagavad Gita So we will see this. So we will read the quote for that. So it is in 8.28. So this is done by Priya Govind Prabhu. This section. Of course, everything he has done, but it is unique section. So means just by doing reading studying Bhagavad Gita we can attain perfection. So of course Ambarish Maharaj did all the limbs, but still hearing is the important thing. So Bhagavad Gita is cannot be underestimated. So it is very important. So in 8.28 the quote is there. Yes, last paragraph. So 8.28. So very very nice it is. So all the stages Srila Prabhupada is analyzing. Starting from faith. One who has little faith in Bhagavad Gita should learn Bhagavad Gita from a devotee. So you all have faith, so you all are trying to learn. So Krishna told that if we study Bhagavad Gita or hear with faith and without envy, then we'll be free from material, material entanglement. First we should hear. So this is Shraddha, faith. Because in the beginning of the fourth chapter, it is clearly stated that Bhagavad Gita can be understood only by devotees. So where it is told? Who will tell? Raise hands. Correct. Bhagavad Gita can be understood only by devotees. No one else can perfectly understand the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. So with faith we should approach a devotee. So this has faith. Then one should therefore learn Bhagavad Gita from a devotee of Krishna. Not from mental speculators. This is a sign of faith. So when one has faith, then one will be faithful to devotees. When one searches for a devotee and fortunately gets a devotee's association, one actually begins to study. So gets devotee's association means it is sadhu sangha. And he begins his study. And one begins to study. What is this? Bhajana kriya. So this limb of devotional service he is implementing, he is beginning and understand Bhagavad Gita. No, next stage is very long. By advancement in the association of the devotee, one is placed in devotional service, bhajana kriya. And this service, so study itself is devotional service. So Bhagavad Gita study is not, we can't say it is not devotional anga. But again he takes to other processes also. And this service dispels all one's misgivings about Krishna or God. And Krishna's activities, form, pastimes, name and other features. So anartha nivritti. So anartha nivritti means it happens with knowledge of Krishna. So we listen about Krishna's greatness, about Krishna's energies. And then all the anarthas will go. After these misgivings have been perfectly cleared away, one becomes fixed in his study. So then he will be more fixed in his study. He will become steady in his study. So before, one will not get so much taste in Bhagavad Gita. So we may just study sometimes. But he will study more and more. He will become fixed in his study. Then one relishes the study of Bhagavad Gita. He gets taste. So he likes to study. It is not that he is forced. So this is ruchi. So fixed in one study means it is nishtha. So relishes. And attains the state of feeling always Krishna conscious. So this is asakti. He can't remain without staying, without remembering Bhagavad Gita. So he'll quote always Bhagavad Gita. So he'll hear Bhagavad Gita. Always he's absorbed in Bhagavad Gita. In the advanced stage, one follows completely in love with Krishna. So one gets love. So this is practically happened in case of Sanjaya. So he tells, so adbhutam roma harchanam. He tells, ityaham vasudevasya samvadam idam. So in 74th verse he tells, so after listening this verse, after this explain, listening this wonderful narration, so then I am getting excited all the times, and my hairs are standing on the end. So bhava bhakti, these symptoms are seen. So of course one doesn't imitate, but Sanjaya is practically feeling these symptoms. So this happened to Sanjaya. The highest perfectional stage of life enables the devotee to be transferred to Krishna's abode in the spiritual sky, Goloka Vrindavan, where the devotee becomes eternally happy. So he gets love of God. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If anyone has any questions, doubts.
What we can learn from Bhagavad Gita?
We discussed essence of Bhagavad Gita. What you want more than that? Important thing is bhakti. We understand Krishna. So we can see everything in connection to Krishna's statements. So we can see Krishna everywhere. In different statements Krishna tells this. By drinking water we can think of Krishna. So Bhagavad Gita is knowledge. We get the eyes to see everything in proper perspective in connection with Krishna. How everything is acting based on Krishna's what you call supervision. So we can see. So this is the important thing. Devotional service. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru.
Means it is a different knowledge.
Sorry?
Means it is different knowledge to understand Krishna.
I didn't understand. Different knowledge to?
No,
explain, huh?
This Bhagavad Gita in outside and here knowledge different.
Bhagavad Gita is one, but its proper understanding is important. So it is not that Bhagavad Gita here it's one and outside it's one. What else we want other than love of God? Important.
It is about devotional service and Krishna.
Yes, so Krishna mainly talks about five subject matters. So, but the essence is devotional service. So, living entities, service to Krishna.
My question is related to the three modes of meditation.
Yes.
Like, practically, I want to understand, like, how I will come to know whether I am doing any work in what. what kind of sometimes what happened, I was doing something very slowly. Very slowly I was doing something.
Then it is tamaguna. It may not be necessarily true also, because goodness also one will do slow, but that is slow means he will do it with knowledge, he will do it peacefully. So that slow is different. So Srila Prabhupada tells, so work of 1 hour, he will spend it for many years. So that is tamaguna. So he may take more days, but he may do it properly. So that doesn't mean he is in ignorance. Passion means it appears very fast, but then he will do many mistakes. He'll do mess. And it's also, yeah, also it's important where we are there in this stage. So Prabhupada had told to address that point also. So just like he's asking which guna we are in, we should know which stage we are in. So this is relevant point. So we are in anartha nivritti. So we are having many misconceptions. So when those will get cleared, illusion. So we are in illusion. So still we are not taking to devotional service steadily. So nishtha stage is not there. We are surely reading Bhagavad Gita now and then, but most of us are in, some of you all may be above that. most of us are in anartha nivritti.
Like if I am reading Bhagavad Gita, means it is in what mode?
You have faith. You are again reading means you are not just sometimes people they just read. So of course they are still associating with Prabhupada. But still it should come with associating with sadhus. So those who are explaining also physically present. So then it is bhajanakriya. Because sadhu sangha comes first. Prabhupada they are going through. But again they should understand from a devotee. So who can pull the ears, who can explain things, who can tell that you are in illusion. That is
now I am in mode of goodness.
No, we will be always fighting. So we can see sometimes we get angry, so then it is tamaguna. So modes will act, so they will come, we can see. We should observe ourselves. So there are various symptoms. And that also would be told by someone, that you are in. We'll not understand. We may not understand. At least in the beginning we have to be told. Like for one example is, many of us, even I sometimes speak loudly. But exceptionally some would be there would be speaking very loudly. Like suppose, devotee would be sitting here and I am here. Still they'll speak loudly. So this is like ignorance, isn't it? We have to speak softly. Passion and ignorance. So this will be told by seniors, devotees. Especially when mobile we can see, they'll be speaking so loudly. So they'll be in illusion actually. They'll think that actually the problem would be, they would be deaf. They can't hear properly. And they'll think the other person will also not hear, I have to speak loudly. Like this is one example. Surely we'll be, it's not so easy to be situated in mode of goodness also. There will be fight, So within the modes. So we have to keep something high, it's very difficult. We have to always strive for that through different ways. It will not come so easily. But one thing is for sure, if we are in the city, then we will be easily affected by other modes, lower modes. But in village, such atmosphere, that is less likely. But ignorance, anywhere you can sleep and go deep into ignorance. So it depends on our striving also. We should know the importance. And anyway, it will be discussed very nicely. Prevent would be explaining three modes of nature nicely. So basically we all in material world all are in ignorance. So Arjuna is asking, or Krishna is asking, Nashta Moha Smriti Labdhva. So material world means tamas. So we are ignorant of our relationship with Krishna. by just following basic etiquettes, you know, basic rules of getting up early morning, sleeping early, not sleeping in the day, we can to a certain extent be situated in the mode of goodness. So bhakti we have to transcend, but still being in the mode of goodness helps us, because on that stage we can see things as they are, we can understand shastra, we can apply ourselves.
If somebody is diseased, that is tamoguna.
Someone is diseased, huh?
Because if he is diseased, then he may sleep more or take rest.
No, if we are getting diseased, then we may take rest. So we can't say we are. That is a manifestation of our sinful activities. If we get sick, we should take rest, no? So we can't say he is in tamoguna.
But which guna is acting? Guna will be acting at that time.
It depends on the person. So he may be sick, but he may be still absorbed. Like especially when one is sick, one is advised to read more shastra. So that is sure. No, mind goes towards bodily consciousness. So body, this is spinning, that is spinning. So it is. We are more prone to fall down to mode of ignorance. But if one is absorbed in reading some shastra, Prabhupada book, then he can advance actually. So it depends on person. Like Prabhuji, he is taking, recuperating, but still he is reading Bhagavatam every day. Like that one example, he is listening, attending lectures.
Before operation also, Prabhuji is reading Bhagavatam.
Yeah. It depends.
How we can know that we are in Maya?
So we should know that we are in Maya. So once Prabhupada was, I heard it that one devotee told, sometimes I come in Maya. Then Prabhupada told, not sometimes, always you are in Maya. Like. So that's what, no, we'll understand, the spiritual master will tell, or the teachers will tell sometimes. So you should accept their words, you should not think, all they are telling. Normal means not in guna. So normal means we are serving Krishna. So that is our normal state. So in Srila Prabhupada is to quote he is to tell one thing that if one sees all the people in the world, then out of three, two would be mad. So this is told by psychiatrists. So Srila Prabhupada taking this analogy, so one mental doctor, so he had got one patient, and the patient, he had done some criminal activity. So he was not patient, but he had done criminal activity, and then the doctor was asked, so should he be excused on the ground of being mad? Then he told the doctor, so mostly out of three, two would be mad. They will be mental, retarded. So my idea is that he may be mad, you can consider. So then Prabhupada told, like this, all of the people are in material world are in mad. So they are in Maya. Madness means. But normal state is, so one ghostly haunted, no? So in Bengali, exactly the term. So when one is ghostly haunted, whatever he will say would be nonsense. So he'll say God doesn't exist. So he'll say chemicals come, life comes from chemicals. So he'll make all different things. So he's abnormal person actually. So one may see that sometimes scientists and all, they seem to be most civilized. They put coat and all, they may be very tip-top. But they are most uncivilized. Because they are abnormal. They are not on a consciousness that they are the spirit souls, they are servants of Krishna. So that is far, they don't know that they are not this body also.
Mad means more laughing or angry.
So bodily conception means mad. Mad is. So that Trivan who quoted, no? Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. He does sinful activities. So sinful activities means anything other than Krishna consciousness. If you do, then you will do sinful activities only. Vikarma means sinful activities. One is mad, he does all these things. So Prahlad Maharaj is normal. So devotee is normal. Of course, in material life, sometimes if someone is in mode of goodness, we appreciate a lot. But he is also bound by happiness. So, and knowledge. He thinks that he is very knowledgeable. He is higher than other people. That binds him. So if one gets happiness also in life, then he will not consider that I have to get to free from birth, old age, disease and death. He will just go on leading his normal life. Teachers and all, they will be peaceful, no? So nowadays, of course, even teachers are troubled in VIT and all. They are also not peaceful. It is relative. Their lifespan is long, no? Their lifespan is 1 lakh years in Satyuga. Ours is 100 years.
They are established in mode of goodness.
Yeah, they are there, but still their lifespan is so long. So then naturally, that is again not less than 70 lakh years they may do austerities or few lakh, tens of lakhs. Then it is relative, no? It is almost same. And material world means, basically material world means tamaguna would be there, basically. Otherwise in Satyuga also, why are they in the material world? So that time also they are doing self-realization, no? That time also they are trying to become liberated from birth, old age, disease and death. Of course, Kali Yuga, we are very fortunate, this Kali Yuga, we are fortunate that it is made so simple, but still we find so difficult. So we are so fortunate actually, unfortunate.
In this Kali Yuga, every Kali Yuga, Chalanu
Mahaprabhu. No. In the Kali Yuga after Krishna, in the Chatur Yuga in which Krishna appears, in the Dwapar Yuga he comes and after that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes.
In every cycle Krishna
becomes the third. No, not in every cycle. In one day there are how many cycles? 1,000 cycles. So in 1,000 cycles he will come once. In one cycle.
28th cycle.
Yeah, this time he came in 28th cycle. So this 28th cycle is going on now.
And in different Dwapar Yugas is incarnation.
Yes, different incarnations would be there of Krishna. So we are fortunate. No? Krishna recently came and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came.
No, Satyoga is the mode of goodness. Means in that yoga, nobody gets anything.
No, generally there will be there, but prominent mode would be goodness. Sometimes they may get also. But very less likely, very less. So always in material world, three modes should be there. But that is told in terms of prominent mode. Like in mode of Kali Yuga also, ignorance is there, but some people would be exceptionally great. So even devotees come in, no, Kali Yuga. Prabhupada came, who was beyond the three modes. So many acharyas came. So it individually also is there. Like West, it's told, it is fallen. But sometimes in West also great devotees may take birth. That is also possible. Like animals. Generally it is told all the animals are ajnana. So they are in bodily concept. Animals means. But cow is in mode of goodness. So there is, so this modes can be studied like this. Okay. We'll conclude there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.